はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
第23回日本文化レッスンでございます。ちぐさです。
Peter here, Japanese culture class number 23. As always brought to you by Air Claren, translation and interpretation specialists. Chigusa-san, it's just the two of us.
I know. Where is everybody? They're on holidays, right?
That's right.
Zurui. Summer vacation.
And none for us.
None for us.
Now, Chigusa-san, why are they on vacation?
Because it's Obon.
Exactly. Now, can you tell everybody about this?
Sure. Bon Festival, or Obon Festival, is a Japanese Buddhist event that holds a memorial service for the spirits of the ancestors.
What's this called in Japanese?
Obon.
So, we gave you two English translations. What were they?
Bon Festival and Obon Festival.
So, the latter is taken directly from the Japanese.
Right.
Okay. Now, when does this festival take place?
July 13th to 15th in some locations, and in others, August 13th to 15th.
I see. Now, Chigusa-san, can you tell us which is which? Do you know which locations celebrate at what time?
It's said to be that Obon is held in July in the eastern part of Japan and August in the western part of Japan.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about this.
During this period, the spirits of the ancestors return to their homes.
So it's during this time that everybody goes home. It's kind of like a family reunion.
Exactly. They all go home and meet their family, clean up their ancestors' graves.
So they actually go to visit the graves?
Yes.
Traditionally.
Traditionally, yeah.
Traditionally.
Traditionally.
But this isn't always the case.
No, because these days it's just like a family reunion thing. Just go home and like meet your parents, have fun.
Spend time with your... Eat.
Eat.
Yeah, you didn't leave that one out.
Never.
Now, is there a special dish associated with this time of year? Because, you know, it's the summertime. So, is there something special during this time?
I'm not really sure, but I think we eat ohagi.
And what's this?
Ohagi is like rice coated with anko.
Anko. All right, tell us a little bit about this. Anko.
Anko is bean paste.
Very sweet, right?
Very sweet.
So this is kind of like a dessert.
Yes, but in some areas, they have it for like a main dish, sort of.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Yeah, they eat it like instead of rice, they have ohagi in some areas. But I can't understand it. Because it's too sweet.
It's really sweet.
Yeah.
All right, so you have the family together paying respects to spirits of the ancestors.
Right.
So we have the dates. Some locations in Japan, it's July 13th through the 15th. And in other locations, it's August 13th through the 15th. So what are some of the traditional things? They don't have to be practiced by the majority, but kind of traditional things associated with this holiday.
In preparation, Buddhist home altars are prepared complete with offerings in the form of fruit and vegetables.
Now, can you tell us a bit more about this? Have you ever done this?
But I've done osonae.
What's that?
Osonae means to offer like food to the ancestors in the Buddhist home altars.
Really?
Yeah. But I do this quite frequently, not only during Obon, but like every day.
Really?
My grandma does it every day. So when I visit my grandma...
Now that,
yeah. Actually.
Now we got a Chigusa-san.
Yeah.
So typically, what kind of offerings would you give?
Rice and water.
So it can vary between a bunch of things. It's not just limited to fruits and vegetables, kind of food.
Right.
Very interesting. And you put it up there and you leave it there for the day?
Yes.
Really interesting. Okay, what else is kind of associated with this holiday now? Now we're going to get back to the Obon holiday.
Well, traditionally, to guide the spirits home, lanterns or fires are lit at the entrances of homes.
Now, is this something you've done?
No, never.
Yeah,
but I've seen it. It's really pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe in smaller towns with people they have their own houses.
Right.
Kind of hard to do in a co-op.
Yeah, I've only lived in apartments, so.
Yeah, not too ideal for hanging lanterns. So how big are these lanterns? And you light them at sundown, or how does that work? Candles in there?
Well, there's a bunch of different things.
So some people may have like an electric lantern nowadays.
Maybe. Most cases, chōjing
is that?
A Japanese kind of lantern.
Uh-huh.
It's made of washi paper.
The thin paper on the outside.
Right.
And sometimes there's characters written on
it. Right, right.
Ah. Can you give us that name one more time?
Chōjing.
It's funny you say that. I know aka chōjing. What's the difference?
Aka chōjing, first of all, as you can see by the name, is red. And it's usually associated with food and drinks.
All right. And this color is usually white, or the color of the paper, beige, the chōjing?
Usually white.
So we have the lanterns, we have the family getting together, returning to the hometown, and visiting the grave, paying respects. What we gave you now is the traditional. Now what we want to do is we want to talk about the reality and kind of what this holiday has developed into. Can you help us out with that, Chigusa-san?
Sure. As we said, many people return to their hometowns to visit the graves of their ancestors, but the volume of travelers creates one of the three major travel seasons in Japan.
Yeah, this is something we want to talk about too, because as we mentioned before, some locations have Obon in July and some places in August. But what's happened over time is many people have actually switched or started using the August calendar to coincide with other people going on vacation so that everyone kind of has their vacation together. Lots of companies have their Obon Yasumi in August. You can take your time off or the company's closed in August. And that's why, over time, this has become one of the most busy travel seasons in Japan. Right, Chikusa-san?
Right.
Now, this year, when does the Obon Rush, can we say Obon Rush? When does the Obon Rush start and finish?
This year, it's going to occur from August 12th to the 15th.
So if you're traveling in Japan at that time, which is next week, you really, next week, it starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
So if you're just getting this now, maybe you want to really rethink your plans because it's going to be a lot of traveling.
Yes. Traffic, traffic, traffic.
Lots of traffic. Trains, full trains, planes, everybody's traveling. Now, this might actually be a good time to come to the city because everyone's leaving the city in droves.
Maybe, yeah.
Now, Chigusa-san, tell us about what this holiday means nowadays. We say a lot of people go home, but there's also a lot of people who use this time to do what, Chigusa-san?
To go abroad?
That's one of them. Yeah, lots of people going abroad, taking this time for family vacations, getting out of the office, getting overseas, or not even overseas, inside Japan. People traveling, traveling. So this holiday has kind of evolved into a chance to get away. Now, Chigusa-san, tell us what you usually do on Obon.
Well, last year, I went to the summer music festival. It's held every year during this season, during the Obon season.
Really?
Really.
So, Chigusa-san, how many people were there?
Thousands and thousands.
A lot, right?
A lot.
And why were they there?
This music festival is really famous, and a lot of foreign artists come to perform, so.
Now, how many days out of the Obon holiday did you go to this concert? Did you see your family at all? Maybe like one day for family and then one day for the concert?
Well, actually, I live with my family, so it's like every day is Obon for me. But this festival, I think it was held for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And I actually went to work.
Busy.
And I used to work at a record company. So the company itself was supposed to be, it was supposed to be on holidays. But because of this music festival, we had to go and work.
I see.
Yeah. It was fun, though. Yeah.
It seems like a lot of fun. I think the fact that you're supposed to be on holiday and you had to come into work is also a very unique Japanese custom.
Right.
I think many people
many.
Were in the same position as you.
Yes.
Okay, Obon holiday starts tomorrow. See you tomorrow. But I remember, I'll give you a few examples of how I spent Obon. One was with a friend, my best friend. We drove down to Kyoto and Nagoya, Kyoto, not for any spiritual thing, but for sightseeing. Again, that was his company vacation. He chose to go on vacation. We got in the car, we drove down. So I think many young people, they take this chance to kind of do what they want to do.
Right.
Now, once you get older and older, I think you kind of start appreciating these customs more and more.
Hmm.
Probably because you can't go anywhere because you're tied down with the family. But oh, maybe someone can edit that. But kind of this is the way it works. Now, Chikusu-san, I wanted to ask you something. There's something in Japan, 1, 3, 7, the years after someone passes away. Is it odd years, or can you tell us something about this?
In Japan, we use this system to pay respect to the dead. And of course, it can go every year, but it's usually 1, 3, 7.
This pattern?
Yeah.
All right. Now, we'll have more about this inside the PDF because it's quite a unique counting system. And back to the story about Kyoto, when I went with my friend, there's a specific reason I brought this up. When we went down to Kyoto, on a mountain, we saw a huge kanji, a huge Chinese character burning. Burning on the mountain. Chigusu-san, you want to help us out with this?
Sure. That's the really famous Daimonji-yaki, or in other words, Gozan no Okuribi.
Now, I don't know the second one, but what was the first one again? Because I know it by that name.
Daimonji-yaki.
That's what it is. And what is this?
It's one of the iconic festivals of Kyoto.
And what does it mean? What's this symbol mean?
The character means big, dai, but what it means is the end of the Obon festival.
Now, part of the Obon festival, so that the spirits can find their way home, you use fire.
Right.
Now, why would you use fire at the end of it?
We use fire to guide them home, but we also use fire to send them out.
I see. And this is also why there was this festival with the river.
Mm.
Can you tell us about that?
I think it's called Toryo Nagashi, and you float paper lanterns on the last evening of Obon to guide the spirits back to the other world.
Now, when you light these things, they start to burn and they catch on fire. So you have the water and the fire coming together. And it's just not like one. There's hundreds of them, right?
Yeah, hundreds. And it's really pretty.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
If you're headed here and you're lucky enough to catch this, it's really something you want to see. Big Chinese characters burning on the mountain. Then in the river, you have people and they're all dressed up for the festival in kimonos. And what's the summer kimono?
Yukata.
They light it and they send it off into the river.
Hmm.
So that's what they're doing. They're sending the spirits off, sending the spirits back to the other world.
Right.
All right. So I think we covered quite a bit. What's left?
You missed the fun part.
The fun part?
The fun dancing part.
I don't dance.
You have to.
Have you done this?
Yes.
I would like to see that.
Well, it's called Bon Odori. Uh-huh. It's simply bon dance, bon and odori. But people go around in circles and they dance to the beat of the drums.
So you have the big drums?
Yeah.
Any other music?
Japanese flute.
Playing together? Is anyone singing?
In some cases, yeah.
Wow. Circle and circle. And how long do you do this for?
Until you drop. Until you drop.
So it's an all-night thing.
Yeah.
So when does it start? Is this a daytime event or a nighttime event, evening?
I think it depends on the festival or the region, but it's usually done in the evening.
And is this dance standardized? It's the same everywhere?
No, I think there's a lot of variations.
All right. Which one do you do? Do you know the name of it?
I don't, but it's easy because everyone does the same thing, uh-huh. and they repeat it in circles. So you can just watch what people do and just imitate, and you can just join in.
There it is. Words of advice from Chigusa-san. If you can make it to the festival, join in the dancing. And if you're heading down to Kyoto, check out the mountain. The mountain is specific to Kyoto, but what were the lanterns on the river called again?
Toryo Nagashi.
Now, this is really something. If you can make it to a festival where they're doing this, we cannot recommend this enough. It's really quite something to see. From a distance, you see all the little lights floating down the river. Although they don't go too far because they tend to burn up, but it's really a sight to see. All right, with that said, that's going to do it for today's Japanese culture class. Thank you very much, Chigusa-san.
Thank you, Peter.
It was great to have you. It's nice to know that someone around here works. Everybody left the office.
I know.
Sakura, that's Everyone's gone. So it's going to be quite a challenging next week. All right. So everybody have a great day and we'll see you Monday.
またね!